to the gospel meeting tonight. The gospel is glad tidings or good news. In fact, I was looking in the JND translation, and every time I would see the word gospel in the King James Version, I see glad tidings in the JND. I just thought that was interesting, because it's wonderful to be able to stand up here tonight and present the good news of the gospel of the grace of God. It's refreshing. It gives relief. Because when you read the news in the paper or on the internet, or you hear it from the radio or from the TV, it's depressing. Now and then there might be something that's uplifting, something to cheer the heart, but for the most part it's depressing. But tonight we've got wonderful news. And it's a message of love that's come down from above. And it's for you, and it's for me. And we want to focus on one person here tonight. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Jesus exactly suits us sinners. Jesus eternally saves us sinners. And you know, Jesus not only saves, he satisfies. Jesus eternally satisfies us saints. So we have a wonderful person to sing about, and we're going to talk about him. We're going to read about him. And not only are we going to talk about him, we're going to talk with him here tonight. So, his name is Jesus. Now, there's one word that I've been thinking about in connection with the name of Jesus. It's a four-letter word. It's the word only. O-N-L-Y. What does only mean? Only means nobody else and nothing more. And that is all. Only. And I looked at this hymn sheet, and I must say I didn't read every word, but there were three songs, or three hymns, on the hymn sheet that has the word only. So I'd like to sing these tonight. Let's sing number 9. We'll start tonight by singing number 9. Come every soul, by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord. He will surely give you rest by trusting in his word only. Trusting. Only trusting. Only trust him now. Why? He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. You mean I can be saved by only trusting Jesus? That's what the Bible says. Do you believe the Bible is true? You know, we sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. Let's keep that in mind. The Lord Jesus said, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, I say unto thee, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. That's what Jesus said. He that believes on me has everlasting life. The Bible tells me so. So that's why this hymn is based on the Bible. Only trust him. It sounds simplistic, but this is our God, dear ones tonight. This is the heart of God being pulled out in making the way of salvation so very simple for you and for me, that you can be saved here tonight, right where you're at, sitting on your seat. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go anywhere. You can be saved now if you will put your trust in Jesus. And you can trust him while you're singing this hymn tonight, and you will be saved. Now we're going to talk more about this. All right, let's sing number 9. Let's stand up as we sing, please.
Oh, yeah.
heareth, shout, shout the sound. Now this has the word only in it. Number 16.
Whosoever heareth, shout, shout the sound. Spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will. Send the proclamation.
Now the door is open. Enter while you may. Jesus is the true, the only living way. Now there's one more song. It's on the back page where it says children's hymns and choruses. So, number 43, one door and only one. One door and only one. Everybody got an index finger? You got one of these? Okay. This stands for one. Only one. One door
and only one, and yet it's time for two.
One door, and only one. This week we had opportunity to visit a life-size replica of Noah's Ark. And it was impressive. I didn't realize the size of this Ark until I stood there and it towered above me and stretched down over 500 feet, I believe they had it. And I noticed one door in the side of the ark. It was a big door, but there was only one door. And you know, when we went inside, went to the door, and there was a nice, beautiful plaque right by the door. And there was a verse on that plaque. You know what it said? Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And there was a presentation of the glad tidings. It was beautiful. And there was reference to the blood of Christ. And so we stood there by that door And we thought about Noah and his wife and their three sons and their wives. Eight souls inside the door. And I thought to myself, what was Noah thinking as he stood inside by that door? And the flood came. Don't you think Noah was happy? I think he'd be rejoicing as he contemplated what was taking place outside the door. And so, while we were standing there, a man walked up. He had a big bag around his waist, and he had a big microphone with a big furry covering on it. You know, he said, I'm from France, and I'm a journalist, and I'm over here to write a story about this boat, this ark. And he was asking us if we like what we saw.